It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Transparency is getting some wins out there, some victories out there. Not many, but some. Some of you may have seen last couple of weeks, judges are putting a crimp in the Democrats' desire to keep all of their nefarious, I believe, illegal and improper activities under wraps. One judge said, yeah, need to have a special master for all of the documents seized in the Trump raid. Of course, the DOJ is fighting all of that, but you know they're fighting to keep everything secret. There was another judge who said, hey, you know, all of those communications that you folks inside the Biden regime had with social media, telling them to suppress discussions about the China virus and the vaccines and all that, I think you're going to need to turn all that over. Because frankly, folks, if it is shown that through threats or coercion, the government was trying to steal your First Amendment right of free speech, protected free speech, by utilizing government's force improperly, then that's illegal. So now these judges are starting to throw crimps into the system as the Democrats operate in secrecy. Of course, socialists and communists do that because they want to make sure that your carcass is cooked and you can't do anything to stop them. So they got to keep it all on the down low, the DL, as the kids say. One of those instances has been with reporting on what's going on with Joe Biden. Now, don't get me wrong. The majority of the press are willing dupes in all of this. Did you guys know about this story out of Las Vegas? A Democrat public official is being investigated for murdering a journalist. But all the basket of bias press kept the party affiliation of the official secret. They didn't. They just said, oh, yeah, it's some Las Vegas official. They didn't identify him as a Democrat. Why? Because it goes against the narrative that Beijing Biden and the Democrats are putting out that only conservatives are violent. Of course, you all know that's just complete and utter nonsense. But the press is complying. And they've been complying. They allowed Beijing Biden to conduct a campaign from his basement. They allowed Beijing Biden to suppress all of his shenanigans and, frankly, I believe, illegal activities with America's enemies, from his son Hunter and his brother, I can't remember the brother's name, but the Biden crime syndicate, selling out in an influence peddling scheme, the Hunter Biden laptop, selling us all up the river to communist China. And another story that has been suppressed by the biased press is the Ashley Biden diary. And I've got to be honest with you, this is something I haven't followed very carefully. The reporting is that the diary was stolen, but it wasn't stolen. The diary was left behind by Ashley Biden, the same way the laptop was left behind by Hunter Biden. So, but this is how I think the press and the left wing has tried to suppress talking about this diary and the allegations it contains within, Again, I have no way of knowing whether the allegations are true, but I think they ought to be investigated, especially given the seriousness of the charge. So this has been buried. Oh, that's just stolen. Well, wait a minute. A lot of stolen documents have found their way into the basket of biased press. Why not this? Why not the Ashley Biden diary? Why is it not getting any reportage? Well, some folks are actually taking it seriously. Some folks are actually getting out there and saying, you know what? We need to report what's alleged in it, and there needs to be a full investigation. So one of those individuals or organizations is called National File, relatively new on the scene, along with what's going on with Project Veritas. So you guys have probably not heard a lot about it. I've not heard a lot about it. So we're going to talk about the Ashley Biden diary. Coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Next guest, I can't remember how long we've known each other, to be honest. Noel Fritsch is founder and publisher of National File, the outlet that broke the Ashley Biden diary story and salvaged North Carolina's Senate seat for Tom Tillis in 2020, saving the Senate then. Hard-hitting investigative reporters at National File also broke the story about former Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's Klan hood blackface scandal, Paul Pelosi's ties to Ukrainian oil, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly's Hitler costume scandal, among other things. Noel, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris. It's been almost a decade, I think, man. We've been fighting in the trenches.
Right. It's been a long time when I can't even remember when we first started talking and exchanging information. Look, I'm going to read you an email because I think this tees up perfectly to our discussion today. The email came from one of my Newsmax viewers, and this is what it says. The apple never falls too far from the tree. Ashley Biden leaves her diary behind at a halfway house. Hunter leaves his laptop behind at a repair store. Our commander in grief, Joe Biden, leaves Americans behind in Afghanistan. Okay, very, very, very witty way of looking at those very serious issues. But it actually dispenses some truth. The press is saying this diary was stolen, but it was actually left behind, correct?
Yeah, that is a point of contention. And I'll be totally honest, Chris, I don't want to focus on how the diary was obtained. That's what the New York Times and the Southern District of New York, the federal prosecutors.
No. I get it. I just want...
They kind of get a pass. It's kind of people think of SDNY as just some kind of like boogeyman. But no, it's the Democrat arm. It is their executive arm going out there with the long arm of the law and badges and guns, are arresting people and dragging people into jail and dragging them into the courtroom. That's what the SDNY is. And they want, and the New York Times, hand in glove, are working to convince everybody that, oh, this was ill-gotten. It's all about how O'Keefe got the diary. Frankly, don't care. I care about what's in the diary.
Well,
and
I just want to...
What's in the diary is, guys, I know it's morning time, and some of you guys might have kids in the car, and so if you do, you might want to turn it down and come back and listen later. It's, frankly, disgusting.
Well, I want to get into that. Yeah.
It is. All of the worst words that you can think of. It's morally reprehensible. It's just debauched. It's sordid. You're talking about a woman here who's in her 30s, and we're saying diary. I think journal is probably a better word because she's a 35, 38, 39-year-old woman writing this, Ashley Blazer Biden, the daughter of the sitting president, then candidate when this was obtained. And she says, and I'm going to quote it so I make sure I get it correct, she says she's taking not appropriate showers with her father at age 8. And she says, was I molested? I think so.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Fact pattern in the order and the timing of her words that she wrote down on paper in ink matter.
Right.
So we're talking about the sitting president of the United States who is very credibly accused of child molestation of a minor by not just some girl, Okay, in the Roy Moore scenario, this isn't just some random floozy from a trailer park somewhere. This is, like, you know, Beverly Young Nelson or Lee Korfman. You know, this is the daughter of the city president.
Okay, all right. Hold on a minute. Listen. I want to go through this step by step. I want to get all this out. But there's, again, the reason why I'm, first off, going over the possession and how it came into the possession of Project Veritas and then got out there and was published by you guys, I haven't covered this extensively on this program. So a lot of the listeners here need to know the genesis, and we got time to talk about it, but they need to know the genesis of where it came from, how it came into the public sphere. And then I want to get into all that in detail, the stuff that is in this diary. So I know you don't want to focus on how it was obtained. And again, tell the folks out there what your knowledge of the possession of this. My understanding was it was left behind by Ashley Biden. Is that true or false?
Yes, sir. That is our understanding. That was the understanding of Project Veritas, as far as I understand it. This is a flop house in Delray Beach, Florida. It's mm-hmm. like an Airbnb deal. I have actually spoken with the New York Times, and Adam Goldman is the reporter. He basically works for the feds and the DOJ over there. They have an office inside of SDNY, Chris. It's really important for everybody to know how closely New York Times is working hand in glove with SDNY. So there's an article on March 20 of this year, okay, so a year and a half after this whole thing broke out, where New York Times goes very vividly through this whole thing, 100% confirming that it is the diary of Ashley Biden. And they also make it very clear that they just want to focus on this chain of custody. And so they want to make it clear that whoever it was that was renting the house, and I think it's an Airbnb as far as I can tell, gave her permission to leave stuff there. Look, if you've ever had a friend who had to go, you know, dry out at rehab, and you talk to them about, like, what the experience was like, you know, they'll tell you, look, hey, guys, newsflash, if you leave stuff behind at your rehab clinic, guess what? You can count it as it's gone.
It's gone.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
You don't leave stuff behind at rehab to come back and maybe get around a bunch of druggies.
Right. Okay. So that's we got that out of the way. By the way, Noel Fritch is founder and publisher of National File, the outlet that broke the Ashley Biden diary story. Now, you are the fact that this is the genuine journal/diary of Ashley Biden. That is not in dispute. Am I correct in saying that?
That is no longer in dispute. It was when we first broke it. We broke it October 24, about 10 days ahead of the election, November 3rd, 2020. All kinds of naysayers all over the internet, conservative naysayers, quote-unquote, on Twitter. A lot of these are the Twitter heads that you see. A lot of them get on TV. They were saying, oh, it's not, can't be verified, provenance is indubitable, stuff like this. And we knew, we had so many sources inside of Veritas. I'm not here to drag O'Keefe or any of those guys. I can certainly understand why they might have chosen not to publish it, although I disagree with that decision. But there was a whistleblower inside of Veritas, and our reporter, Patrick Howley, he's a veteran reporter. He's worked with Breitbart. He's worked with Daily Caller going back like well over a decade. Senior investigative reporter, does great work. We were trusted with this. Under the condition that Howley would be the guy to break it, and that it came to National File. We spent a couple of days doing a whole bunch of due diligence. I had a whole lot of phone calls with a whole lot of senior people. I'm not going to go through exactly who those people were, and also a whole bunch of people who were sources, confidential sources, on the inside of Veritas. We confirmed to our satisfaction and to theirs that it was confirmed. Mm-hmm. And going back to that New York Times article where they fully admit that it's the legit diary, March 20, 2022, this year, they explain that, you know, that this thing is real. They explain that there was a phone call between the Veritas folks and Ashley Biden. Nobody debates any of this. This is not in debate. It is the diary where she talks about being allegedly molested by her father, the now president.
Okay, understood. Now, it is legitimately hers. It is her handwriting. It is her recollections. The idea that some were skittish, and I got to say, it's kind of ironic that there was a whistleblower inside of Project Veritas. I mean, how ironic is that? But there have been a lot of people who have been skittish about reporting what's inside of this journal slash diary. And you seem to be focused in on Ashley Biden's accusation. And just like, you know, Tara Reid accused Beijing Biden of raping her. These are accusations, whether they be written down or whether they be said out loud, as has been done by Tara Reid. Why do you think so many news outlets have been skittish about reporting what Ashley Biden has put down in her journal?
There's a couple of reasons. And first, Chris, I have to thank you for having the bravery, having the guts to even put this story out there. Let's look back. The facts are, the entity that had the diary and decided not to even publish it, guess what's happening to them right now? The feds are banging down their door. The feds are raiding their apartments, taking all their phones, taking all their laptops. Okay, and they are a Gestapo for Joe Biden. Okay, that's why, folks, there's a bunch of lawsuits going around right now. I know you're aware of that. Okay, there's a bunch of big, heavy, well-funded Democrat firms. So whether it's civil or whether it's criminal, we know they're just going to make some stuff up. Chris, they're going to perp walk our president. I've been telling people that for a year. Okay, they're going to perp walk the president in exile, Donald Trump. He's in exile, whether he's at Bedminster or Mar-a-Lago. The president is in exile. He's our president. Okay, and they're going to perp walk him just for the TV, just for the ratings, just for the messaging narrative that they want to disseminate and seed out there into the collective psyche of kind of the sheeple people who are kind of, they're hardworking Americans going about their daily life. I don't blame them. I understand they're just trying to live in this crazy country that these people have created for us, okay? And so they're going to perp walk our president and juxtapose that. They will make up a crime. They will pretend like they are helping him with the NARA and the Records Archives Association agency down there with, oh, let's get the paperwork right. And then they will set him up. They will blast it all over the newspapers. Mark my words, they're going to perp walk him. And even the lead up to that is going to be a month-long debate about, well, how exactly should we perp walk a president? That's never been done before. Well, Chris Salcedo, I'm here to tell you, you know what else has never been done before? We've never had an occupant of the White House who's been credibly accused of child molestation, sexual molestation of a minor by his daughter residing in the White House.
Well, and that's going to be, that's the, my final question is, now, looking at this objectively, you've seen the actual written words in the diary, I'm assuming, or the journal. Has there been any official response to this diary? I imagine there wouldn't be. But is it possible that Ashley Biden is being characterized, as so many Democrats have characterized Tara Reid, as just maybe a little loopy, maybe a little not in charge of all of her mental faculties, so that she would make up an accusation against her own father that he... And what is the exact terminology in the diary she uses to describe the molestation? You said it once, but I want you to repeat it again for me.
Yes, sir, I can do that. And we do have the entirety of the journal posted online at nationalfile.com. I'll make sure that folks, it's right at the top of the website so folks can go see it. I'm working on transcribing the entire thing because he writes in all caps and it's not illegible. It's just a little bit hard to read. So for some of the other readers who don't want to try to decipher her handwriting, I'm going to have a typed out version transcribed for those folks to go read at nationalfile.com. The words she uses are, she says, and this is,
give me the exact quote.
I was taking not appropriate showers with my father around the age of 8. And then immediately subsequently thereafter says, was I molested, quote, I think so, end quote. That's some pretty damning stuff. And then to the idea about whether she's credible or loopy or not. This lady, she's in possession of all of her faculties. She's, you know, married. She's got, there might be a kid or two running around out there. She's in the middle of a divorce. She certainly had some problems, and it's all attributable to her parents, the hair-sniffing, child-molesting Joe Biden, and the wife, so-called Dr. Jill. okay? They, what a train wreck of a family compared to the Donald Trump family, okay? Just a total train wreck, these Bidens. And here's the sad part. Some people have talked about this out there in the media, Chris. Hunter and Ashley left these things out there basically on purpose, you have to think. This doesn't happen on accident. You don't leave the laptop out there just on accident. You don't
wait a minute. You would have to, well, hold on, Noel.
The fact of the matter is, look, they're extorting their parents for money.
Oh, come on. Well, wait a minute.
Growth is stunted, okay?
Noel.
Like 12 and 13.
Yeah, listen.
Little kids, little teenage girls. Give me my money. Give me my allowance, Daddy.
Okay.
And guess what? Daddy is paying them off.
No. No.
Quiet about all the abuse
you and I
at his hands.
Yeah, no, look, you and I both know that Hunter Biden is not the sharpest tool in the shed. You and I both know he's a cokehead, drug addicted. I mean, this guy, I have no doubt that it was sloppiness, and they believe themselves to be untouchables because they're Democrats. And look at how the FBI and the DOJ treat Democrats. These people probably believe, oh, I leave my laptop around, leave my diary around, leave a wake of misery behind me in women who come forward saying they were abused by Joe Biden in his younger years and attacked sexually in their younger years. I mean, these people believe themselves to be untouchable, and Joe Biden is one of the most least gifted plagiarists, never had an original idea in his mind in his life. So
that's all correct.
So what I'm saying to you is,
and I believe that can all be correct. And you can have these kids trying to basically extort. If you listen to some of what Hunter says, he's in his quotes, he's always very disgruntled about not being basically seen as important enough. And I think that's a very adolescent, teenage, childlike outlook, right? These people, their growth is stunted, and they're just acting out like teenagers. And
it's Fredo.
They're leveraging mom against dad.
Yeah.
Leveraging, hey, give me my allowance and this kind of stuff. That's the behavior.
It's Fredo from The Godfather. It's Fredo. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. if Fredo wasn't already taken by Chris Cuomo, formerly of CNN, I'd give it to Hunter Biden. We'd call him Fredo Biden. I can handle things. I'm Noel Fritch.
Right.
Noel Fritch, everybody. Noel, do me a favor. You're the founder and publisher of National File. If folks want to check out your work and what you're doing with the Hunter Biden laptop and the Ashley Biden diary, where can they go?
NationalFile.com, at National File on Twitter and Gab and Getter and all the rest of them. Guys, go give it a look. NationalFile.com. And we'll have some more reports coming out as we get through this election season.
Cool, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. We'll keep an eye out for that. Noel Fritch, everybody. All right, that's going to put a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. A couple of websites I want you folks to visit. First, head on over to TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. All the news that's important to Texas, and if it's impacting Texas, it will likely impact America. Also, ChrisSalcedo.com. Lots to do there. You can figure out how to book me for a speech. You can drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail. You can also track me down on the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And also find me on Newsmax, 4 o'clock Eastern, every single day until 5 o'clock. That's how you get your afternoon into your evenings going with the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax, always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this, won't you? A society's worth, meaning its value, it's not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, no. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
It's another hurricane season. And right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.